The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
It is 7:37. We're excited to have Greg Wormsman in the studio. He is the fire chief of Lynchburg. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Janet. How are you?
Hey, good.
So we were talking about some of the fire stations. I had mentioned on the air a number of months ago that I was involved. Which fire station is that? They go by the numbers.
Station 6.
Station 6 that has the big tower, and how we had to bring all of my materials up through the, I don't know, what the slide hole? What do you call that?
Where the pole is located. So the only fire station in the city that still has a pole where firefighters will slide down from the living area to the apparatus floor.
Yeah, so we had to bring our materials up that way, and it was a lot of fun. Spent a couple of days there. I got to learn a little bit about the firemen and how many good cooks are out there that are firemen.
They pride themselves on their cooking for sure. They spend a lot of time in the fire station, and so we do have some experienced cooks with us, no doubt.
Yeah, I think they should have some kind of...
My favorite thing is to see them shopping in the local grocery stores.
Yes.
When they're like going in like... Brr!
Yeah, it's and like, they're coming in the fire truck.
Yeah, well, and they also tackle the grocery shopping like they're taking on a fire, too. Like they're dividing and conquering and getting it done. I was like, could you guys just go shopping with me? It would go so much faster. It'd be so much more efficient.
Yeah, we do try to do it quickly because we never know when that next call is going to come out. So we're quick with everything we do, but you just never know.
Yeah.
So you're here for a story today of a really cool story that unfolded via, a tragedy. And let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we've had the great opportunity to help some of our some folks in our community. So we had we responded to a car accident some time ago where a man was badly injured and ultimately was paralyzed. And we repeatedly go back to his house for a number of different reasons. Mm-hmm. Transport him to the hospital, for health related issues and other issues there at his home. And so. One of the days that we went back there, some of our providers recognized it was more and more difficult to get him in and out of his home. And so when his wife was there one day, we talked to her, and she expressed some need to move some stuff around the house and have an opportunity for him to get out of the house a little bit easier. And so we partnered with a local church in Forest, and we're able to build a ramp for his house so that he can get in and out of the house much easier. He's getting ready to move to a situation where he can get in and out of a wheelchair on his own. Mm-hmm. And so nice to see some beginning stages of a new life for this gentleman and his family, make things easier for them when they're at their home, and easier for him when he has to go to and from his house to the doctor's office.
So you're literally going to have a ribbon cutting for that ramp today, is that right?
Yeah, we are. So we've been working on the project for the past couple of weeks. Didn't take us a couple of weeks to build the ramp,
right?
But it took us a couple of days in each of those weeks to build the ramp. And so we're going to have a ribbon cutting today, sort of, memorializing the event, memorializing, our partnership with this church, and, and talking with the congregation and the folks that are at the church, probably something that we are going to do more of. We found this partnership lucrative, helpful, not only for the citizen that we're helping, but really for our folks who were there every day or those couple of days, building the ramp, and then for the congregation that was also joining us in making that happen.
Well, I think, one of the things that we talk about all the time that people feel like has been lost, especially since the pandemic, is community, is that whole sense of community. And doing things like this just really does draw the community together. They get to know you all at a completely different level, and it shows that you care in a different way. I mean, obviously we know you guys care. You're firefighters. That you dedicated your lives to helping other people, but this is really above and beyond. It's a sweet thing.
Yeah, we really, we want the public to know that, and something that I'm fond of reminding our folks and the public alike since I've been the fire chief, we are more than just first responders. We're more than just folks that respond when the 911 call comes out. We do a lot of other things in our community. Mark and I were talking about some things that we've been a part of, outside of the community. Those partnerships are what's so important to us. Mm-hmm. We're happy. We're glad to have a gift that we can give back to the community in their time of need. But more importantly, we want to be proactive in those needs and try to do the things and connect in the community in a much more meaningful way.
Yeah, and one of the things that I learned over the years as I met firefighters, because they're on so many days, off so many days, some of them moonlight, some of them get into construction. So you probably were able to take care, or, you know, enable some of those gifts that are already being used in another way to build that ramp. So it must have been an exciting process to see that all kind of unfold with that church, Mountain View Church.
Yeah, so yeah, super excited to have been able to partner with Mountain View Church. And we do. We have just a tremendous workforce that not only provides so many gifts, you know, daily in their daily lives, mm-hmm. but gifts to our community when they're at work. You know, they're incredibly talented, and I'm incredibly fortunate to be a part of the organization.
Do you still see, because I mean, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, okay? So when a firefighter would show up at school, man, it was a huge deal. And, you know, the culture's changed, life's changed, the world has changed since then. But do you still get that sense of awe when you guys get to go in front of an elementary school class? You still get that sense?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You typically know right away when you walk in what kind of day it's going to be when you go to that elementary school or you go to that class or that civic group, because you can feel that energy. And that is absolutely still the case. So I remember that also, mm-hmm. you know, in my younger years, when I was in elementary school and even in middle school, firefighters coming and what have you to the schools. The kids still feel that. And frankly, I think sometimes the parents and the teachers feel that as well. So we do a lot of stuff in the community centers around the city and some other locations around the city. And it's strange. It's not always about the kids. We've sort of grown into, I guess the biggest change is it's not just about connecting with the kids. It's also about connecting with the parents. And a lot of times they're just as excited. Those adults are just as excited to see us and hear about what we do as the kids are, because we're not that kind of organization anymore that just responds to your house and then goes home mm-hmm. or goes back to the station. We do way more than that, and that's what the community likes. That's what the adults like.
Yeah, you're building ramps and community. So what about you know, kids or adults are still thinking about maybe becoming firefighters? What's that process looking like these days? Become a volunteer fire department or fire person?
Yeah, so you know, you can get a job with us as a firefighter with no training. So you can come to us and we'll provide you all the training that you need. We hire at the age of 18 now.
Okay.
So you can come right out of high school with a high school education or a GED. We'll put you through school to give you all the training that you need. And then if you want to further your training, further your career, further your education, higher education, we will also pay for that.
Oh, nice.
So most people don't realize that, you know, we have access to opportunities for furthering your education, whether it's going to, you know, a community college, whether it's going to a four-year institution, but we have access to funding that allows you to do that, and you can do it at no cost to you. We pay for that, and we just feel like that's just so intuitive for us to be able to recruit and get an employee who's dedicated and then give back to them in some other way. So, you know, provide them a benefit other than a salary that's measurable and something that they can attain. So we have folks that'll go back to get their paramedic certification, folks that'll go back to get a fire science degree, and we pay for all of that.
Wow.
So that's part of our package. That's part of who we are.
What's the best place for people to go if they want to get more information on that?
Yeah, so that's www.lynchburgva.gov/fire, and there's a big tile right there, a big picture that'll say become a Lynchburg firefighter.
Nice.
And they can click on that. A bunch of YouTube videos, a bunch of training things, and all the stuff that we do and all the things that we do for recruits to become a Lynchburg firefighter.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate all the work that you do and just the kind of department that you've developed for Lynchburg.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Greg, he is the fire chief for the Lynchburg area. Mm-hmm. So glad to have you. Come back and see us sometime. And I think maybe if some of your firemen or firewomen are into cooking, they need to hook up with this gal, because she does the thing we're getting ready to do called the Five and Dine every day.
Okay.
And it is a meal that she can help you throw together in 5 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to maybe feature a fireman's
Yeah, you have to send us some over.
That sounds fantastic. Recipes. That sounds fantastic. I think we could certainly do that.
We'll do our Lynchburg Fire Department Five and Dine.
There you go.
The Fire and Dine.
The Fire and Dine.
I like it.
It happened right here.
The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.